This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The meaning supposed to be believe, but I told that beats are awesome and that dynamic be amazing. But enough about me, cause we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been kids a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Any mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Behold,
Trophy Whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 176. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Alex.
I'm going to give Donnie some credit because being put on the spot like that is harder than you might think it is to come up with the answers. I'm just searching my brain. It's like, wait, what? I guess I also could have said the when they signed Reggie White, or that when they acquired Reggie White. That was pretty awesome, too, and when they acquired Brett Favre. But, yeah, my mind kind of went blank there.
Also with this, I yield to no one.
I can say this now. For the next 2 weeks, the Bengals are undefeated. So, who day?
Well,
hold on a second. I have to ask, Yield. So you're playing your brother in fantasy football this week.
I am.
If you lose to him, do you have to change your name to I Yield to Brandon?
No, because I just won't.
Well, why don't we ask your brother? Hello, Homer Gets Stuffed.
Hey, what's going on, guys? And he would have to change his name to I Yield to Homer.
Holy shit. We just dropped a crappy horse bomb on everyone.
The commissioner's in the house, boys.
Well, you made a crappy trade. If you were going to give Emmanuel Sanders for A.J. Green, I mean, come on.
I didn't make a crappy trade, no. What are you talking about?
Oh, no, that's genius, because that now's the time to offload Emmanuel Sanders and right before Wes Welker comes back to try and get someone for him.
That's true. That is true.
Yield, you surprised your brother's here with us?
A little bit, but that's all right. Oh, boy. Well, I bet someone's kicking their butt right now. They picked up DeSean Jackson and dumped Sankey, and Sankey had all the points this week.
Why? What's so great about DeSean Jackson? I've had him for 2 weeks, and he's done squat.
Well, let's see here. Oh, no, Sankey only got... No, he would have gotten 6 points.
I mean, even if that guy does well 1 week, he's not going to perform consistently, so...
That's true. Precisely.
Well, anyway, you're losing at the moment. You do realize that.
Well, you know, it was a disappointing week for Matt Stafford, and the Green Bay Packers only scoring one touchdown. Mason Crosby being my kicker, he didn't really do me a whole lot of favors there.
Yeah,
so.
You should have started your other kicker. He put up 15 points.
I know.
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about fantasy football again this week because I'm going to lose both matchups because my team just can't score points. So,
All right, so Homer, how are you doing? You're making your trophy horse debut here.
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me on here. This is the very first time for me podcasting, so just take it a little easy on me, okay?
You do have Audacity running.
Yes, I actually spent the last 2 days helping him get it set up so we could surprise you, and you just, your monotone, not surprised. I think I surprised Alex more than I surprised you.
See, you told me at the beginning of the week that you were going to ask him to see if he's going to come on.
Yes, I did.
I'm unflappable, man.
You're unflappable.
And I didn't
pull
the... I
think a tornado could sweep through Yield's house, and he'd turn around and just be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, and just go back to taking a nap or something. Yeah,
I guess we'll call the insurance agency later today.
Yeah.
I'm not going to panic because that's what everybody else is doing. The same reason I'm not doing the ice bucket challenge.
It's right.
All right, so let's get into the show. Let's do our updated trophy count. Homer, I don't have your trophies because, you know, it was a big secret. Do you have your trophy count with you?
Yes, I do. And it's a paltry trophy count to you. Much glorious horrors that you guys are. But
a lot of people are inferior to our trophy counts.
It won't be the worst we've had on the show.
But it is 891 trophies with two shiny platinums, and one of those platinums is a spiteful platinum, to which I like to call a splatinum.
Okay, you're gonna have to define that.
What a splatinum or the spiteful platinum, I should say.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I was just looking at one of my friends' trophy lists, I did a comparison, and seeing that he had these platinum for LEGO Pirates of the Caribbean. And so I just could not sit well and let him have that platinum trophy and me not have that. So every fiber of my being was consumed for 3 straight weeks until I achieved that platinum trophy. So henceforth, it was a spiteful platinum.
Yeah, those LEGO games are quite a time suck when you're trying to get 100% on them.
Oh, it absolutely was. I mean, it was as soon as I got home from work till I went to bed for almost a solid 3 weeks, but I got it.
I have it.
Well, good for you.
Well, nobody cares about you.
I know that. Story of my life.
All right. Well, since you're dying to tell us your trophy count, Yield, what's your trophy count?
You know, it's the same as last week. I didn't get a trophy this week. Level 19 trophy count of 3058 and a platinum count of 36. Still trudging towards 37.
And what about you, Alex?
Well, it looks like my trophy counts weren't updated. Thanks, guys.
That would be tricky. Tricky said he was all over it.
I did not. I said I was texting somebody. It happened to be I was texting your brother to let him know we were getting ready to start.
All right. Well, I know that I'm level 23. I know that I have 50 platinums in 49 games, and I'm pretty sure that my total trophy count is 4,343 because I got 10 trophies this week.
Ooh, so. Someone's been playing games.
Eh. I mean, a bunch of bronze trophies, so not really.
Someone started a new game.
It's an old game that I've had two trophies in and have gone back and started playing. It's Dead Space Extraction. Not really thrilled to be playing it again.
Is that the...
It was the one that was on the Wii. It was the on-rails kind of shooter game.
Okay, that's not the one I'm thinking of then. Because what was the other Dead Space type game?
There was like a downloadable $5 game. I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, no. I heard that was terrible.
Yeah, but I suffered through it to get all the trophies.
Well, of course you did.
Because I'm a trophy whore.
Yes, and much worse, too.
I'm not a chump. And, Alex, you were right. You have 43 in trophies.
Yeah, maybe I should just keep... That's awful catchy, 43. Maybe I ought to keep it that way.
Maybe. Maybe you should just get to 69.
Hi-oh!
You're reprehensible, Tricky Mick. And that's awful. Yeah, I got to say, though, you know, if I stop playing games now, maybe you'll eventually catch me in Platinum's, Tricky.
Oh, please.
Snap.
Catch Donnie before you start talking shit.
I recognize Donnie as the alpha male of this show, so you know what? I got no problem without him being out front.
All right, for the fourth time I'm trying to save my trophies, I am level 20.
It doesn't matter what your trophies are!
Total trophies of... 5,799. I'm one trophy away from 5,800 and still a plaque count of 38. So, now that we got all the shenanigans out of the way, Alex, what have you been playing this week?
Quick question. Is that next trophy going to be in Vanquish?
Probably not.
Bioshock Infinite?
No, it's probably going to be in NHL 15.
Oh, are you playing have you started a season as the LA Kings?
No, I started a season as the New York Proven Gamers.
I thought you were going to go with the Rangers and be like, well, you might as well stop playing because we know how this season's going to end.
Well, see, if he would join as the Rangers, he would never get the platinum because I'm sure one of the trophies is winning the Stanley Cup.
Boo. Actually, that was a pretty good one.
Alex, what have you been playing this week?
Well, I've been playing some Dead Space Extraction, and I am reminded that it's nowhere as good near as good as the other Dead Space games, which people probably knew already. It's alright at times, but it's kind of frustrating when you are trying to grab items and the camera view is going all over the place. And you also want to, for the most part, they do a good job of moving the camera where you need to look, but sometimes it's just like, you know what, just give me control of the damn camera and just leave me be. So it's alright. It's the only thing you're going to get, it's the only thing that we fans got is a Dead Space game, but it's just going back and playing it. I'm not a big fan of the controls and the way they move the camera, so I kind of wish it wasn't so guided.
All right, is that it?
Yes, that is it.
Yield, we already know you're playing Pocket Train, so what else are you playing?
Simpsons Tapped Out, Plundernauts, still trudging to Well, Borderlands 2, I'm at level 49, so I'm eking my way there. And
20 levels from 69.
I fired up Rock Band 3 the other day just because I wanted to play some, and I realized why I haven't played it in so long.
Why is that?
My new HDTV, well, not new, I've had it for a year, but it doesn't cooperate with Rock Band very well. I can't get the calibration quite right, and I still haven't figured out for the longest time. I thought I had the calibration down, and then I'm like, well, maybe my controller isn't working quite right, because I swear I was hitting buttons, and it says I wasn't, but then some of it is me, because I hadn't played for a while, so the jury's still out if it's the TV, me, or the game, or the controller, but I still had fun.
There's a website out there that you put in the model TV you have, and it tells you the correct numbers to put in for Rock Band 3.
There is. You need to put that in. You're sending me an email, put it in the Skype chat, because
I will find it for you.
All right, you find it for me.
You know, I don't mean to be the superstitious one of the group here, but I feel like if Yield doesn't say that he's been playing Pocket Trains, I feel like something bad's gonna happen. Like there's gonna be like a car come crashing into my window, or like all of our favorite restaurants are gonna shut down. So to avoid that black cat passiness, Yield, what have you been playing this week, sir?
Pocket Trains. Lots and lots of Pocket Trains.
All right, there we go. I think the world is a safer place now.
Is the weight off your shoulders now, Alex?
Yes. Like, momentarily I was like Atlas, but now I'm feeling much lighter and a lot more agile. So thank you for that.
Nice Greek mythology reference there.
Yes, for those who don't know, which is probably most people who listen to this, my favorite class in college was Greek and Roman mythology. My favorite story of which was Theseus and the Minotaur.
I'm actually surprised you and the goddess don't talk that much.
Well, I actually did on Facebook post a picture of me at the Acropolis when it was about 2008, 2009, and went to see the Parthenon, and goddess liked that picture, so goddess is aware of my ties to Greece, although they're very, very loose ties, but I've been there. Awesome place to visit, and I studied Greek and Roman mythology for a semester, so.
So when you're playing God of War, do you have any, you know,
huge boner.
Hesitation killing all the gods?
Oh, no. No, no, no. They do a good job in those games of making those gods seem like dicks. So you're just like, fuck it, let's go. Let's fucking tear it down. Let's just burn this mountain to the ground.
All right.
So I got no problem. I'm enthusiastic about it, in fact.
You sound it. All right, and I have been playing NHL 15, played a little bit of Destiny, played a little bit of Diablo 3, and I'm still addicted to Clash of Clans. I'm currently playing that right now.
You're the host. You can't be playing anything.
Well, right now I'm training my troops so I can play. And I can introduce my topic, and then while you guys are talking, I can do my attack. And then by the time it's time for me to introduce the next topic, I'll be training my troops again.
God.
See, I've been doing this for 4 years now. I know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. And you root for the New York Rangers, so apparently you don't know what you're doing.
And As our listeners know, for the last couple of weeks, when I podcast, I've been leaving my camera on, and just so happened that this week, Homer has his camera on. So I'm watching his reaction to all our shenanigans, and he's just laughing. Homer, get in the conversation here.
See, I'm doing my best not to get all the laughs on the mic, but yes, I'm just...
No, that's why you're on the show. You're to interact with us. All right, so let's get into our first topic of the day.
As a relative newbie, Tricky, aren't you supposed to ask your guest what he's been playing first?
Mick with the dick move.
I've been doing this for 4 years. Screw the special guest.
You know what? You know what? I apologize.
I'm taking my audio and going home.
I apologize. I actually thought it went to you first. That's why I – but that's my mistake. I am sorry. Homer, what have you been playing, sir?
I've been playing some Borderlands 2, just trying to amass as many trophies as I can in that. I've also been going back and playing Borderlands 1, trying to get the platinum in that. And I've also been kind of farting around with some iOS games like, not Pocket Trains, but Simpsons Tapped Out. And, shoot, I forget what the other one. Oh, Plundernauts is what I've been playing here recently, too.
Is that it, sir?
It seems like your brother has influenced what you've been playing, or maybe it's the other way around. Maybe you introduced Yield to those games.
Actually, no. I've been, you know, taking his cues off of these, off the podcast here, and that's how I've come across Plunder Knots, especially Simpsons Tapped Out. I grew up a huge Simpsons fan, so that was going to be an obvious play.
I gotta say, I'm a little surprised people actually listen to what and take our suggestions seriously.
Oh, no. All the time.
I guess of all four of us, Yield is the most level headed, even keel. He's not quite as crazy as me or Donnie.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. All right, so let's get into our first topic of the week. Listeners, I will tell you right now, I've struggled very hard to try find topics. So we're not really going to stay too much on these topics, and I'm hoping that our question of the week at the end actually leads a little conversation to give you a full show, because I don't think we're really going to have too much conversation about these topics, because not really much news has come out this week. The first thing we have is Sony has signed a deal with Viacom and will stream channels to the PlayStation starting in 2014. Some of these channels include MTV and Nickelodeon. I didn't actually look up the other channels they owned, but it seems that they will be streaming through the PlayStation Now service. Now, how do you guys feel about that information?
The first thing I'll tip off is, really, what's the point of MTV anymore? I think we've all kind of grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and, you know, back in the day when MTV actually showed music and not reality TV. So, really, what's the point of even continuing on with MTV?
I would agree with that statement. Do they even show, like, Real World anymore? Like, I didn't know if anyone on this show would actually have that answer.
Yes.
They still do. They actually still show the Real World.
It's sad that that's like those are the last two things like that I hold on to from MTV. I don't watch them anymore, but it's just sad that that's the thing that like it's like, oh yeah, I remember that. That's still on. Like, I'm assuming they play music videos at what 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. when no one's up.
Right.
Well, no, they have like MTV.
That would amaze me if they even did that still, really.
All right, well, the channels that Viacom owns is BET, CMT, Comedy Central, Logo, MTV, MTV2, Nick at Night, Nick Jr., Nickelodeon, Nicktoons, Spike, Nick Teen Nick, TV Land, and VH1.
All right, so far the only things I would watch would be TV Land and occasionally Spike. That would be it.
What about Comedy Central?
No.
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 Really? Sometimes they have some pretty good stand-up comics on there.
No,
I'd say that is a no.
Yeah, they pretty much have nothing that I'd want to watch. But first off, Sony would have to make a console that doesn't burn out after time.
Okay.
Well,
fair
speaking,
point.
Speaking of someone who's burnt through two PlayStations? Yeah, burnt through two PlayStations so far. If you're going to have this on all the time, it needs to last. If you're going to watch TV and Netflix and all that, it needs to last.
And it seemed my original PlayStation, the 60 gigabyte backwards compatible, that one died on me. And I figure it's because it got the yellow light of death. And I figure it's because I used it too much. The one I have now, the Slim, I've had that for years, and it's, you know, performed very well. It's, you know, no issues. So they, you know, it's obviously good quality. But, I mean, I am leery of that too, like, you know, watching, you know, all DVDs, all Blu-rays, all that kind of stuff on one system, it takes its toll, and it's part of the reason a lot of times that these systems, you know, fail. I mean, everyone talks about the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo and how they, you know, are very reliable and that you can, some people still play them. It's, you know.
That's the one thing that Nintendo's got going for it right now.
But here's the thing. I had to get rid of my NES and my Nintendo 64, you know, in the last few months because they wouldn't, you know, they just kept resetting or they wouldn't start up. So, you know, that's, I mean, granted it's 20 years later for the NES, so it's understandable. But we weren't playing CDs or music and we weren't watching DVDs and watching Netflix on those game systems. So, you know, if they had the same capabilities, you know, I mean, if we were able to do as much on those, they probably burn out a lot faster, too.
That's a good point, too, Alex, because I still have a Super Nintendo that I'll play every great now and again. And, yeah, those systems back in the day were pretty bulletproof, and they're pretty reliable still. But to your point, you don't do all the things you do on the Super Nintendo or the N64 or the regular Nintendo that you do now.
Processing intensity isn't consoles. Nearly as much as it is on the newer consoles, obviously.
Exactly.
I gotta ask you a question there, Homer. How do you feel about Super Punch-Out?
Super Punch-Out?
Yes.
To be honest with you, I don't think I ever played it. I remember playing Punch-Out on the regular Nintendo, but I don't think I ever played Super Punch-Out.
It's better than Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out is an amazing game. But Super Punch-Out, if you can track that down, if you like to Punch-Out, track down Super Punch-Out and play it on your Super NES, because it's amazing. Yes, that's an early trophies and tips right there. Go find Super Punch-Out for Super NES and play the shit out of it.
But there's no trophies in that.
I don't care.
It was like the second or third boss I remember in Punch-Out I could never really get past. I forget how far I would get, but there was always one tough boss that you could never figure out the pattern. You could never figure out when to duck or dodge or, you know, do your star punch.
I am a Punch-Out aficionado, so I've beaten both games without codes. I beat Mike Tyson, and I TKO'd Mike Tyson. I beat Nick Bruiser at the end of Super Punch-Out. So, and by the way, Tricky, those games did have a trophy. It was called Pride. That was the original trophy.
That's
Pride
true.
And Victory.
That is an accomplishment of itself right there. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
If you say so.
I rank beating those games up there among my top, probably my top video game accomplishments ever. Up there with getting 100%, getting all the golden jigsaws in Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm sorry, I'm distracted because I think the goddess is going to be watching Once Upon a Time on Netflix, but she just started on my computer rather than on the TV in the bedroom.
Here's the thing, and I want Goddess to hear this. She should be watching Hell on Wheels.
I will let her know.
Do you all watch Hell on Wheels?
I have no idea what the hell that is.
Well, you've missed a golden opportunity to enjoy something spectacular.
Moving on to our next topic, Drive Club has been announced to only have 17 gigabyte install on the PlayStation 4. As we know, this game is delayed from the launch of the PlayStation 4, and the game will be coming out in October, October 7th in North America, and October 8th in Europe and Australia, and October 10th in the UK. Anybody excited about it?
Yo, the last driving game that I was super excited about was Split Second, and when that franchise went by the wayside, thank you.
I'm still honked off by that. Don't get me started.
Yeah, thanks Disney for getting rid of shuttering BlackRock. I don't appreciate that at all. There's some things that Lion King can't make up for.
That racing game was phenomenal. I was so looking forward to the sequel.
Split Second?
Yes.
Okay.
Split Second was awesome.
I'll take your word for it.
The rubber banding with the AI was a little annoying, but other than that, it was...
Well, that's every racing game. That's every single racing game except for Diddy Kong Racing.
But that
was the only one.
That game, it was... It wasn't all just skill, you know. It could really play into some luck. But, you know, you could be the best racer out there, but, you know, the changing the environments and dropping a building on a car could totally F up your momentum.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Going back and playing Little Big Planet Karting, it made me realize those games are so much more based on luck than skill. You could be, like, the best racer and be out in front of the race for, like, two laps, and then right near the finish line just get fucked over, and you're done.
Just like Mario Kart!
I wondered how long it was going to be before you mentioned that.
I was waiting to see how long Mario Kart reference was going to come into this.
That is the bane of my existence, and just like Alex said, it doesn't matter how skilled you are of a racer in that game. You can be in first place, lead every single freaking lap, you're on the last turn, blue turtle shell, boom, you're done. All of a sudden, you fall back to last place. Cannot stand that game.
Or people will let you pass for first place and then just shoot you for fun.
Yeah. Jerk.
All right, now going back to more information about Drive Club. It was also announced that when Drive Club was going to come out, there was going to be a Drive Club PlayStation Plus edition, and that we would be getting it for free. It's apparently because of Sony having to delay the game, they have announced that Drive Club in the month of October will not count as one of your free PlayStation 4 games, so you will actually be getting three PlayStation 4 games this month available for PlayStation Plus subscribers.
I gotta remember to keep signing up for or going over to Plus to get my free games.
Also being said that it says that out of the 17 gigs, you only have to download the first 3.5 gigabytes of the game in order to start playing, and the rest will be managed in a background download.
This is that game where you can, like, transform your car into, like, an off-road car, and you can race from, like, L.A. to Miami in 2 hours, and...
I think that's the crew.
Oh, is that the crew? Okay.
I think that's the crew.
This is how much we care about racing games. We can't even get our racing games straight.
Well, there's so many racing games that they're trying to push onto the PlayStation 4 that, yeah.
Well, this is the first-person viewer racer that they want us to play.
Oh, is this the first-person only?
This is first-person only.
Oh, forget it. You can keep it. I don't drive. I don't drive in Ducho Vision.
I was going to say what we call Ducho Vision. So yields out.
I'm out. If I can't see my car, I don't race.
I agree with you.
You don't see your car when you drive.
Oh, here comes that argument.
But I can see everything else. I can turn my head and see outside the.
I can turn my head and see my blind spot.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about merging over and getting spun out because somebody hit me in the corner panel.
I just wanted to see what his reaction was.
You want to race bumper cam to bumper cam? I'll still run laps around you.
Yeah, you probably
Are we talking about how bad of a driver Tricky Mick is? Because if we're going to get into a conversation about why senior citizens shouldn't drive, then, you know, that we should have a PG spoilers on that. Why Tricky Mick and other senior citizens shouldn't drive.
Well, we'll talk about blind spots.
Because they murder Audis.
Is someone missing a mirror somewhere?
My mirror is still on my car. It just got hit.
No, he's talking about the mirror I took off the Audi with the spreader.
No.
This background download where they said you only have to download a certain part of the game before you actually can start playing it.
Okay.
I downloaded NHL 15 digitally. After a certain part, I was able to play the game. But this also applied with Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare too. I was able to play the game. So they were right in what they were saying. But I wasn't able to use any features. I wasn't able to go into the season mode, online mode, anything. I had to only play an exhibition game, which is basically the same thing as the demo, until the rest of the game was downloaded. Garden Warfare, I was able to start the game. I was able to run around and experience the characters, but I wasn't able to do anything in the game. So please stop bullshitting us with this, oh, you can download half the game and then start playing it, because that's not true. So that's my little rant.
Okay. Are you done?
I'm done. I feel better.
Okay. Okay. On to the next bit of news.
Deep emotionally, I feel better because I'm not really feeling too good physically. Okay. Everybody's crazy over Destiny, and it apparently has made it apparent because Destiny is now the world's best-selling Halo franchise ever. What was that, Homer?
I said the world's best Halo game ever.
I will agree with you. A lot of controversy started when it was announced that Destiny was going to have a $500 million budget, and they were, you know, they were defending it by saying that, well, it's a 10-year life cycle for the game and the franchise and whatnot. Well, apparently somebody had something right, because Activision has announced that Destiny has pulled in more than $325 million worldwide in just the first 5 days.
That's crazy.
Now, all that being said, I know that probably you guys have not played Destiny. I have. But do you guys have any opinion about Destiny at all?
Well, we already know Homer's opinion about Destiny.
Well, I agree with you. That's the best Halo game ever made. Alex?
You know, a coworker told me today she bought it for her son, and she told me, I was like, so is he finished playing it yet? And she's like, yeah, there's no end.
Yeah, there's no end to it.
I don't know how I feel about a game with no end. Oh, I know how I feel about it. I don't like it. Give me some closure. Give me a cap. Like, I'm assuming when you say it doesn't end, they just are going to shoot out more and more DLC.
Well, no, it's basically an MMO. That's basically what it is. You just keep going. You do keep doing missions. There's a level cap of 20, but it's not really a level cap in itself, because you experience wise, you can only go up to level 20. But by getting equipment, you actually move up in levels. So you, I don't know what the level cap is, really. But with experience, you can only go up to 20. And then by equipping different things on your body, I'm drawing a blank here because my head's so stuffed.
Chest plates, right. Shoulder pads.
By
blah,
equip,
blah,
by
blah.
Putting on equipment, your level actually goes up. Because I know philosophy, I think, is now level 26. But he plays the game night and day. So, you know, you can... There's no end to it because there's always different things going on. There's events going on. Activision has announced that players have logged more than 100 million hours of online play by the end of the game's first week, with over 137 million activities taking place. And like I said, it was also the biggest launch of a new gaming franchise ever to happen in the UK. We know earlier this year that Ubisoft revealed that Watch Dogs was the best-selling new IP in video game history because it managed to move 4 million copies in a week, and Destiny has now surpassed that. It's saying that just in Japan alone, the game has sold 140,000 copies, and in Japan, Destiny is a PlayStation exclusive game, which I don't understand why. Apparently people are liking their Destiny.
That's because it's the only thing out there.
I mean, Bungie is obviously a quality developer. I never got into the Halo games, but when you make like a Space Odyssey and you've got guns and everything, you allow people to play with other people, and you've got a quality developer who's with a proven track record that knows how to make this kind of game, there's a good chance it's going to be a hit. So everyone kind of knew that Destiny was going to be really good. Like, if there had been reviews like in the sevens, you know, I would have been like, what, really? What the fuck happened? So I think people were just kind of expecting this.
I guess I didn't quite realize that it was, for lack of a better term, it's strictly an MMO, but there's no main campaign whatsoever. There's no main story arc or anything like that. They're just a bunch of, I guess to sum it up, just a bunch of side missions and subquests and things like that.
The best way I can describe it is Destiny is Halo combined with Borderlands.
Oh, okay. Gotcha now.
There's a story to it. Like with Borderlands, there's a story, but there's a whole bunch of side missions.
Oh, so you mean the end? So that you mean the end boss is completely disappointing?
Both times.
I didn't beat Halo, and I didn't beat Borderlands 2, so I don't know about Borderlands 2.
So hold on. We talked about Destiny. I just want to clear something up. We talked about Destiny being like an MMO, but essentially you just have to pay for the game up front, and then they will release other content that you can download, and you pay for that content as you want. Correct.
Correct.
Okay, so there's no monthly thing.
No. It's not a pay as you go service. You just pay for what you want to download as DLC. That's why I say it's MMO like, but it's not an MMO.
You know, at first I was going to get Destiny. You know, when I eventually got my PlayStation 4, and you know, I might still pick it up, but it'll be like one of the last things I pick up.
Well, you might have a free copy coming your way.
Oh, that'll work too. I'll play it if it's free.
Yeah. I don't know. I think maybe we should send something Homer's way.
I'll still get to play it.
Yeah, he probably will.
All right. Next thing we have is TGS has happened in the last week. Kojima has revealed that there is going to be a white Metal Gear Solid PS4 console in which the top section where everybody's decorating the PlayStation 4s is going to have a white Diamond Dogs logo along with the name Metal Gear Solid 4, The Phantom Pain. This is yet another special edition PlayStation 4 announced in the long line of other consoles being announced.
I'm still waiting for the Uncharted one.
Well, I fully expect an Uncharted one.
I fully expect an Uncharted one. And if it, depending on what you get with it, that might be my first console if I don't buy one before that, because I'm more than likely buying the Uncharted 4 Collector's Edition.
Permadagger.
Don't get me started on the permadagger, damn it. I would have given any amount of money, well, not any amount, but I would have given a decent amount of money for that.
You can go to eBay and spend your thousands on it.
I ain't spending thousands on it now. Who knows what shape it's in?
All right, we're not going to talk about the 20-minute demo that was revealed during TGS, but we will talk about that. It was also announced
that
Kojima...
You're right, we don't have to talk about the 20-minute demo that was shown at TGS. Everybody's already played it.
Well, you haven't seen it.
Well, no, I haven't seen it because I haven't played it. I'll just wait for the game and play it all at once.
Well, it's not a demo. It's just them playing a section of the game and revealing certain parts of it.
Spoilers?
But I said we're gonna, yeah, there's possible spoilers, but not anything that I would say is major, like I can't really talk about, nothing I would feel bad about saying, talking about, but in Donnie's case where he doesn't want to know anything about the game, I'm going to wait to see if he wants to talk about it next week with us.
Oh, you should just go ahead and say it, that why he just drop it independently or intermediately, that's what I was looking for. Intermediately, as we're talking about other stuff, just boom, here it is. Boom, here it is. And just aggravate Donnie to no end as he's editing.
Yeah, that would fuck him up.
That would, wouldn't it? See, you are sick because you ain't thinking like that. You ain't thinking ahead.
Let's be honest. If he pisses off Donnie, then Donnie's got a lot worse things that he could do to get back at Tricky Mick.
I know. Yeah, that would be awesome. See, I'm trying to start a feud.
Sir,
it's
there's
the
already a
family
enough,
feud.
Domestic spats between Tricky and Donnie, and while they're entertaining, I think that we don't want to rip the show apart by pushing it any further.
Let
them just go at it as they will.
All right. It was also announced at TGS that Metal Gear Solid 5: The Phantom Pain will be coming sometime in 2015. And as we knew already, it's going to be released for the PlayStation 4, the PlayStation 3, the Xbox, the 360, and PC. Although
tell you what,
no,
next year's looking like a really big year for games.
Although no particular day was announced, it was
until everything gets delayed until 2016.
Now, this next topic, I don't know how much we're going to actually be able to talk about this because it depends on how much of the video game news you have been paying attention to in the last couple weeks. But Kojima recently hinted at a new Metal Gear Solid 2014. Did you guys see the picture that he tweeted out? Okay, basically he tweeted out a picture of Metal Gear Solid Collection 2014. It was an image on a wall and he just tweeted out that picture and didn't say anything about it. It started speculation that maybe there was going to be another Metal Gear Solid Collection possibly coming to the PlayStation 4 or Xbox that included the original Metal Gear Solid in the collection. Although what it turns out to be is the Metal Gear Solid Collection 2014 is just a clothing line. A Metal Gear inspired clothing line, but it is, that's the collection that he was hinting about. Do you guys think that Kojima is the greatest troll of all time? Especially with all the speculation that Metal Gear Solid 5 was coming and he had us thinking about Moby Dick Productions and I don't even remember the name of the game that he was telling us it was until he revealed it was Metal Gear Solid.
Okay, before we get into that, I'm going to let you all answer Tricky's question, but I got to know. Does anyone else see Donnie running out and buying as much of this stuff as he can and being at, like, the post office wearing, like, designer Metal Gear, Hideo Kojima, like, jeans and a t-shirt?
I do see that happening.
So Donnie is to Metal Gear as
totally
to, what, to what all these teenagers are to the iPhone 6?
Basically. Yeah,
there was a story about a girl in... I can't remember where it was, but there was a story about a girl who got pulled out of line. She'd been in line for 24 hours and people were cutting her and she was getting really upset and she was trying to get out of line and try to move up, cause she had to go to class. Apparently she's a college student and, she got pulled aside by the cops and reminded a few times that, yeah, you can't do that. She almost got arrested over a phone because she was waiting in line for 24 hours, and then she was pissed about people cutting in line.
I read that Facebook post, Alex, so you're welcome for the setup.
What are you doing waiting in line 24 hours for a phone? These aren't like one-day things. And what are you doing crying because you don't get the phone? That's a tangent. I'm sorry, but people are ridiculous. People are ridiculous.
And she didn't really have anything to cry about. It's not like that person in Australia who was the first person to buy the iPhone 6.
Dropped
it. Featured on their news and dropped it right on the ground and cracked it. So that person had something to cry about.
That's one of those situations where what am I going to do? Just sit there and laugh.
Well, that's what the reporter did. She, as soon as he dropped it, she turned her head and started laughing at him.
I hope that dude had insurance. I mean, clearly they would replace it for him, I think.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that he walked back into the Apple store and said, hey, listen, I was on the news. It fell and cracked. It literally just happened. And I'm sure they, in a good business, they replaced it for him.
And their response was, you've been through enough. You've been punished enough because you embarrassed yourself on television.
Breaking news. Jeff Gordon has now hit the wall and crashed. Back to our regularly scheduled podcast. With all that, there's also announced that there's going to be a new Snake figure. There's going to be an iDroid phone case coming out. And a possible replica of Snake's fake arm coming out in possibly collector's editions.
I'm so relieved you said fake arm.
Why you said fake arm?
Because it could have been something else. So I'm so relieved that it's a replica of his fake arm. Thank God.
All right, that is going to bring us to the end of our topics. I'm going to lead us off into question of the week, and hopefully you guys give me enough time to go blow my nose because I am all stuffy here. The question of the week this week is, have you ever been addicted to a game so much that you actually lost hours, like literally lost hours or days at a time because you were so engrossed into the game?
Skyrim, for me, that thing was easy to just, as soon as you turned that game on, started playing it, and you might have gone through what you thought was a mission or two, and you look down at the clock and magically 6 or 8 or 10 hours have just gone by, and it's like, I swear to God, I just started playing this game.
I'm sure back in the day, you know, the Super or the N64, just playing a game all day long and not realizing that you had just did. But most recently, I would say Beyond Two Souls. First time I played it, it easily ate up all night, and I felt like I just started the game.
That's a good point, Yield, not to show how old we are, but, you know, going back in the day when we had the N64 and we'd have some friends come over, the granddaddy of all the multiplayers in GoldenEye, you know, GoldenEye. How many days and hours would we spend just doing death matches, just playing that? You know, we think we'd start, okay, we're going to play a death match or two, and then, like, you know, just like I said, 10 hours have gone by. It's, man, where did the time go?
I can't think of a game that I lost days in. But there have been games, I mean, there are games that I've played for 6 hours. Batman Arkham Asylum, I know that I played for 6 hours. And Warhawk was another game that
I
played.
Oh, gosh, yes.
A lot. You know, and you lose track of time. You know, obviously there are windows. Hopefully there are windows where you're playing games. You're not in, like, a bunker somewhere. But there's windows, so you kind of, it's like, okay, it's kind of dark outside. It's no longer light. So you know that you've been playing for a while. I find it hard to believe that you could lose days. Because at that point, you're just going to, sit there and fall asleep with the controller in your hand?
Tricky.
I don't know. You'd be surprised. I bet there's a lot of
people
out there
just
keep
pumping
in
days.
The monsters.
Infamous was another game that I played a whole lot. And that's part of the reason I don't like open world / sandbox games. There's just too much to do. And too much to do at once. There's like 10 side missions going on, one main mission, and all this. And I just don't like to deal with it. And I sat there and played that game because I wanted to finish as many missions as I could, and, you know, they were kind of short. So when you got a game like that, when you can finish a mission in short time, that's disastrous because you just go, okay, I'll do one more. All right, one more.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, one more. And actually, I had a conversation with a friend about Skyrim, and she asked me, it's like, have you ever played it? And I get the appeal of Skyrim. You get a lot of value for your money. You can play those games forever. But the size of that game terrifies me. The amount of time you can pour into it, it just scares me. It just scares me. I don't even want to. I think twice before ever attempting to play any of those games.
It's an absolute time suck because I remember when I first started the game, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get through the main campaign first, and I'm going to do all the side missions. And that lasted maybe 20 hours. And then about after 80 or 100 hours of doing pure side missions, I thought, I should really get back to this main campaign. So after about 2 to 250 hours all said and done, I finally beat the main campaign, but there's still a whole plethora of side missions I hadn't even gotten to yet. So,
you know, for a while there, I was considering, because it was free on Plus, I was considering playing Kingdoms of Amalur from EA. And
I thought about playing it because
it was, you know, I've heard some people say it was really good. And, you know, it's just like, I saw how much time was required to play it, and it's just like, you know what? I don't think so. Like, I just don't want to jump into that. I mean, granted, I played Warhawk for over 250 hours. I played Super Smash Bros. Brawl Super Smash Bros. Melee for over 100 hours total. But it's kind of a different thing when you're playing multiplayer games.
Yeah, and I have Kingdoms of Amalur 2, Alex, and it's the same thing as Skyrim. You know, it's an incredible time suck, so be prepared to waste hundreds of hours of your life playing that game. And I shouldn't say waste. It's a great game. It's a lot of fun. I definitely recommend it, but again, time suck. Be prepared to spend a lot of time.
So, Tricky, you brought this question to the table. It's your turn to answer, sir.
I don't want to say it was days, but it kind of felt like a day because of how long it was. With the launch of Metal Gear Solid 4, when it came out, I went to the midnight release, picked up the game, and I started playing it at midnight. I blasted through the game. I say blasted, but I actually took my time, went through it. It was all strategy. And then when I finally beat the game, not realizing that I, you know, was playing so long, I started playing at midnight, and before I knew it, it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I had to go to work that day at 4 o'clock. So I had to call out of work. So that in itself, I think, I don't want to say I was addicted to the game. It's just the game was so good that I kept playing, and not realizing how long I'd been playing. And it was actually surprising because, you know, as our listeners know, I'm a smoker. That entire time, I never got up to go out and smoke a cigarette. Obviously, I got up to go use the bathroom or something like that. But I was so engrossed into the game that I was into the game that, like, natural things other than going to the bathroom, it just, I didn't think about it. It kept my mind off of things, and I was so wrapped up in the game. And that's what led me to the question. Is like, have you guys ever been so addicted into the game that, like, you've forgotten to do stuff that you need to do?
For me, the first thing I do when I wake up, well, I take a shower, but the first thing after that is I get food. I love to eat. I love food. So food's on my mind most of the day. Well, I work for Whole Foods, so I'm around food all the time. So I never forget to eat. I'm a little scavenger. I like to forage for food. So that's never an issue. I also a game has never gotten in the way of me showering. If it's been a day, if I'm off for work that day and I know I'm not going out, I'll get in PJs and I won't shower that day. But I generally shower every day. So it hasn't really taken a whole lot from me. You know, I still remember to do things. But you bring up a good point, Tricky, where you say you didn't smoke. Like, is it the same? Because, you know, people talk about gamers gaming so hard that they don't eat at all. I figure smokers, because of the addiction to the nicotine, like, would have to stop and smoke.
Well, see, that's what made it so weird is the fact that, like, me as a smoker, and I know a lot of smokers say this, I don't think I'm actually addicted to the nicotine. I think I'm addicted to actually, like, the hand-to-mouth, you know, thing, because when I don't smoke, I tend to eat more. On average, I smoke about a pack a day. But when I'm working, you know, because what I do at work, I'm in a truck by myself, I'm not doing anything, and I'm basically driving a truck from point A to point B. There's not a lot to do, so I tend to smoke a little bit more. So the fact, and I think I do that out of boredom more than anything else. So to be so engrossed into the game that I actually forget, hey, I'm a smoker, I need to go smoke a cigarette. I just find that a little weird. And I think it's a testament to how good the game is in itself. And since Metal Gear Solid 4, there really hasn't been a game that's done it to that extreme. But obviously there's been games that I've been wrapped up into it, like Uncharted or The Last of Us, you know, where I've gone what I would say is an extended period of time without smoking or getting up to go get something to eat or going to get something to drink. And, you know, I don't know really where I want to go with this, but it's just, I think video games in itself could be not addicting, but you can get so wrapped up into it that you actually forget to do things that you're supposed to be doing.
You know, Tricky, I wish you were that professional about the show, because it seems like we get busted up all the time. Oh, gotta go smoke. Oh, gotta go smoke. Apparently what we need to have you do is just get really engrossed in a video game, and then you won't leave that seat.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. All right, so that's going to bring us to the end of our topic. We don't have any listener emails or voicemails, so we're going to have to go into our housekeeping. Okay, there's no...
No housekeeping.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members. If we're looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help for the site. If you're interested in applying, go to ProvenGamer.com, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and our videos. Speaking of our videos, you can check out all of our videos on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer and checking out all of our videos there. While you're cruising the web, please stop by Facebook and do a search for Proven Gamer, and please hit that like button. We would greatly appreciate it. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate that. If you could, go over to iTunes or Stitcher and leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars, and leave us a comment letting us know how we're doing. There are several ways you can listen to the show. As I mentioned, you can listen to us on Stitcher, you can listen to us on iTunes, and you can listen to us by downloading the RSS feed or on your favorite podcast app on your smartphone. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our other podcasts, including PG Spoilers and the DCUO Show. I do have a PG Spoilers set to record soon. Details will come out either on our Facebook or on our Twitter. Speaking of our Twitter, that's a way you can contact us. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Alex at Saunders Sorcerex. And you can contact Homer at Homer Gets Duffed. Correct?
You got it.
And just for our listeners, can you tell us how to spell that for anybody that may have difficulties?
Sure, it is HOMERGETSDUFFED. Homer Gets Duffed.
All right. And that's you can also email us at trophyhorse@provinggamer.com. If you want to give us a phone call, there are several ways you can do. Leave us an MP3. You can go to the site, and on the right side of the page, click on the tab that says Leave the Guys a Voicemail. That is not just for the podcasters. That is for anybody on the site. You can also find the same thing on our Facebook page. But if you're old-fashioned and want to use a telephone to give us a call, Alex, what's that phone number?
330-PROVEN-9. You asked the wrong guy because I don't have the agenda up anymore. And unlike Donnie, I don't have to read this every week, so I don't remember the number.
330-776-8369.
Are you sure, Yield? Because I know you have problems with that phone number in the past.
Well, unless you typed it in the agenda wrong, it's right.
I'm just checking because, you know, we don't want you calling the sex hotline anymore.
Dang.
One of these weeks, Tricky, I think you should mix it up, like, and maybe see if Donnie doesn't notice.
Well, Donnie should have it memorized by now.
That's kind of funny that Tricky brings that up because we were talking last night just to make sure I had my Skype working correctly, and he told me the story of my brother calling in trying to do an impression to a sex line instead of calling the Proven Gamer line. So that was quite humorous.
This call will be $5 for the first minute and an additional $1 for every minute after that.
I wonder if Mrs. Yield ever got the bill for that phone call.
No.
He said, no.
Yield's like, because I threw it in the fire.
I destroyed all evidence.
I treated it like a zombie. Kill it with fire.
And we have several sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life. Alex, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Extra Life?
All right, so October 25th is the date this year?
October 25th.
So Extra Life is a charity that is basically for the Children's Miracle Network of hospitals. It's hospitals all around the world, not just here in the U.S. My personal hospital here that I usually play for is COSAIR Children's Hospital in Louisville, Kentucky. But it's a charity that was started by Jeremy Doc Adams, who is a wonderful, wonderful man. He was one of the driving forces behind Sarcastic Gamer, one of the co-founders, and Extra Life was born, you know, very much out of the Sarcastic Gamer platform. It was based on Doc's relationship, friendship with a younger girl who passed away, died of leukemia, and her story, and she inspired Doc so much that he as which, you know, with the help of friends and family, you know, Tori's parents, who's the name of the young girl, has created Extra Life and has helped it grow so much. It's a way for every year you play video games for 24 hours and you get people to sponsor you. It can be any amount, and all the money goes to the hospital that you choose to represent. And every year it gets bigger and bigger. There are more people, more money comes in. And what was the total last year, Tricky?
It was over 4.1 million.
Yeah.
Raised by 30,000 gamers.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and yes, indeed. And Doc has been a huge force behind this. And he will tell you himself that he couldn't do it without the help of so many people and the inspiration, the wonderful inspiration that he's got from numerous children and especially Tori. So every October we do this, we play games for 24 hours. And, you know, generally, you know, people will tell you, hey, don't, you get made fun of for playing games for 24 hours. But this is one of those things where, you know, if you play games, it's an easy way to do something really good. You know, we've got plenty of information on Prove a Gamer about it. There's even Prove a Gamer team for Extra Life this year. Correct, Tricky?
Yes, there is. And I've gotten a couple questions about the Prove a Gamer team. I just want to clear up one thing. Even though you join the Prove a Gamer team, you can still raise money for your local hospital. Being a part of the team doesn't lock your donations into any particular hospital. What it does is it just puts all of our fundraising efforts into one pool to show that this team has raised this much money. You can join Proving Gamer team or any team out there, and the money you raise will go to your local hospital. So don't feel bad that, you know, you can't join Proving Gamer because you're afraid the money's going to go into my community rather than yours, because it will still go into the hospital you choose. Okay. Alex, well, you still said. With me?
Well, no, you did not.
Okay. There he is.
Well, I've been talking to you for like 20 seconds now, and you didn't answer.
Well, I'm probably just ignoring you.
Okay. we have another sponsor, which is our GoFundMe. Please sure to stop by GoFundMe.com/ProvingGamer. We are currently trying to raise money for a podcast and equipment to make our show sound better, because after 4 years of doing this, we have grown and we need our equipment to grow with us, but our funds are a little short, so we are doing a GoFundMe to try to raise money for that purpose. If you could please,
you speak about your own funds, sir, don't you talk about my funds.
Okay, well then you go fund the GoFundMe completely and buy us all new equipment.
I wasn't talking about monetary funds.
And we all also have another sponsor. Yield, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon.
Boo.
Yeah,
no,
that was
no,
weak.
No. I don't do it like Don. I do it differently.
Okay, hold on. Let's reverse that a little bit. Homer, who are we sponsored by?
Amazon!
Not only was that good, but watching him do it in the camera where he turned his head to the side to do it just made that even better.
I had to reach down to my diaphragm there and really belt that out.
Right. Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, as you're shopping on Amazon, please stop by Proving Gamer first, click on the link, and continue with your normal shopping each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With all that being said, that wraps up our housekeeping. Let's move on to our shout-outs. Yield, we're going to start with you. Who do you want to give a shout-out to?
I'll give a shout-out for Homer for being on the episode today. Shout-out shout-out to my Bengals, who are 3-0. I'm going to live it up while I can. A fluffkin to overtime, because I've been putting in a lot of overtime this month, and I'm tired. But the money's nice. And shout out
maybe
to you guys.
You can use your time money to buy a PlayStation 4 soon.
It's some of it is slightly going back towards that, but there are higher things on the priority list right now. And then shout out to you guys. It's always fun doing the show, and a shout out to the listeners. And that's it.
All right, Homer, since your relation to Yield, we'll go with you.
I'll give you fine gents a shout-out for allowing me to come on the show today. It was a lot of fun. Had a great time. Shout-out to a few of my gamer friends on the PlayStation and Optical Purge and Prepare to Die of Scum. And just a shout-out to all the listeners out there for just tuning in to Trophy Horrors. And it's a great show, and like I said, I had a lot of fun doing it today.
All right, Alex.
Well, as always, I would like to thank the listeners for being awesome and being our fans and just being, awesome. Thank you all for listening. We sincerely appreciate it. Shout out to Donnie, who is not with us today and surprisingly didn't get very many mentions on the show. Usually we talk about Donnie for at least a good 2 minutes while he's not on the show. But sure he'll insert himself in there.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure he will.
I'd like to give a shout out to Fred Jackson of the Buffalo Bills, the running back, for actually being the only member of my fantasy football team to show up today.
Yeah.
Everyone else just apparently didn't want to.
On which league? Because you don't have him in our league.
He's in my pay league. But it's not going to do him any good because he got me 14 points, but he's not going to do any good because, I'm just not winning either league.
I
want to give a shout out.
I am quite proud of my pickup. Yes. I picked up EJ Manuel and benched Locker this week. I'm quite happy of that. I just want to throw that out there. You can continue.
Yeah, and Donald Brown, the backup, Ryan Matthews backup in San Diego, played really well. So nice job for him. I want to give a shout out, even though I only kind of don't really follow wrestling that much. Get a shout-out to Mark Henry because I want him to win tonight at Night of Champions because go USA. And, of course, I want to give a shout-out to Homer Stuffed.
Thank you, sir.
As he lifted his eyebrow just as I said that, the perfect timing. And so thank you, sir, for coming on. You are welcome anytime, no matter what Tricky says.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
For whatever I say. I'm the one that surprised him. I surprised you guys with him today.
Hey, Trick, wait, let me click on this first. Oh, no, it's next week. Never mind, it's next week. I'll do it next week.
Okay.
I could throw it out there early. You want it early or do you want it late?
I'll spit it out already.
If it's what I think it is, the show is probably going to come out on that day. So if you want to do it now, you can.
All right, happy birthday.
Thank
early.
You. Yeah, you're as of recording, you're 5 days early, but knowing the show is probably going to come out on Friday. Yes, Friday is my birthday. I am turning the big 3-4.
So hold on, wait, Tricky, are we blowing out 85 candles or 86?
34.
Ouch.
No, come on, really? How many candles?
34. I'm feeling old.
Well, that would be because you are.
I want to give
a shooping in diapers before no time.
I want to give a shout out to Homer Get Stuffed for conspiring with me to surprise what I wanted to surprise his brother, but wound up surprising Alex Moore.
Yes, clean sweep of shout outs this week.
I want to give a shout out.
We call that the hat trick for the NHL fans out there.
Want to give a shout out to Donnie
too bad
for
the
missing
Rangers
this.
Can't manage a hat trick.
I was going to say not for the Rangers, though, right?
Want to give a shout out to Donnie for missing this week because he had to go film some more gay pornos.
Yield, on that note, I'm pretty sure that the Rangers couldn't manage a beach ball into the ocean.
Hey-o!
Want to give a shout out to the New York Rangers for starting their season soon. I think it's actually the first week of October. And, want to give a shout out to Yield and Alex for continuing to give me shit about the Rangers.
You know, every time we say something, you can see it on his face that it's still like rubbing salt in an open wound. He may give congratulations to the Kings for winning, but it still bugs him so much. You can tell.
It just bugs me because of how bad the referees were.
Oh, here
it
just we tears go away again at with his, the referees.
It tears away at his soul. Every knock against the Rangers, it eats a part of him away.
Were the referees wearing Rangers jerseys in the playoffs?
No, they were wearing King jerseys apparently underneath their zebra uniforms.
Like I always say, 4-1 sweep speaks for or 4-1 series speaks for itself.
Yes, it should have been 3-2 at that point.
You can only blame the referees for so much.
With all that being said, if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Check it.
Happy hunting.
You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again, listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.